with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
Welcome again to another edition of Within Brimskin. I've got my boy, my brother, my wingman, Zambo.
I am so moist.
What the hell, man? You've been thinking about that all day, haven't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was up till about 3 a.m. on that one.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Anyway, well, you should be moist.
I'm
and
not
the
sorry.
Reason for it is because it is my birthday show.
Yeah,
the birthday show,
baby.
Number 26. I am 45 this week. Holy crap.
I am moist for you, my son.
I am moist for you, my son. But age is only like a matter of, you know...
It is a state of mind.
It's a state of mind.
And also cell development.
Cell development, that's fine.
Yes.
No.
I had a scientific old person joke in there, but I was like, no, that's too complicated. I can't even do it.
Well, let's just keep the you know, it's a state of mind thing. Because I feel young. Mentally, I feel young.
I believe that more because I honestly have family members who are in their 70s and... They're as spry as people in their 50s.
Good.
And I am very proud of them. And so, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely just a number. It's how you make it. Look at Mick Jagger. He is 78 years old.
God damn.
The man moves like he's 30.
He's got the moves like Jagger.
Because he is. You can't beat the man
Jagger.
With the moves that they're named after.
And Steven Tyler. He's like 103.
Steven Tyler? Forget it. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. Keith Richards, he's about, what, 10,000 BC?
I know. And the fact of the matter is like he keeps getting those blood transfusions.
Yeah, of little children. Whatever.
Wait
it is.
A minute. Is it little? I don't know if it's little.
Okay,
children.
This is an allegedly thing here, but
he does get
it's
blood
him, Rupert Murdoch, and at least one other person. I think maybe Ozzy Osbourne that gets blood transfusions from young adolescent children to keep themselves young and youthful.
Wait, get the hell out of here!
Yes,
I know that
tinfoil hat and all. I'll explain that.
I know the transfusions, but I mean,
yeah.
Anyway, so before we get too far in, Within Brimskin brought to you as always by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again.
Oh yeah.
Mane and Tail hair care products, discover the secret, and Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
All right.
Yes. So as
what
always.
Today's secret word is...
birthday. So
we already said it once before too, so that was kind of like an overdue one.
Yeah, you know. So yeah. we should have went like a little longer on that.
That's fine. It's fine.
Okay,
good.
That's good.
All right, good. All
right, anyway.
You got it.
So this past week, you know, has been pretty crazy for me.
Okay.
I actually had my little brother-in-law's wedding.
Well, congrats to him.
So huge congrats to David and Ashley. Very proud to have a new sister. She's sweet. She's great. She's amazing. I love her to death.
That's awesome.
I'm very happy that they finally tied the knot. And they've been together for about 13 years.
That's awesome.
And then she came into the picture about 4 years after I did.
Really?
Yeah. So she's been in the picture since I think they were in high school.
So that's so cool.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, you know, I've known Ashley for a long time and it's crazy that it took them this long, but it finally happened this past weekend. What do you call it? They actually had, they came out to the, I don't know what song it was, but a hip hop song.
Okay.
But it was like the played on flute. It was really odd.
That is a little weird. I mean, that sounds like something from what Step Brothers would have done at the end of like with the Catalina wine mixer or whatever they did.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably what it would have been.
It was really odd. It was weird. But it was cool. They came out and Haley was the flower girl. So she came out. She did the flowers.
That's awesome.
Their other nieces was also one of the flower girls, so there was two.
Okay.
But, you know, she was little. She didn't really know what was going on.
Still.
So Haley, you know, kind of had it.
Yeah. She stole the show in that one.
On the cakes, on the top of the wedding cakes, they had two dinosaurs, two T-Rexes.
That's cool.
Instead of, like, in a tux and then, it was really interesting. I thought it was pretty
That's really cool.
I meant to post it, and I completely forgot.
That's still,
you know, but,
still though, that's a really cool concept.
Yeah, it's fun. It's different. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was just weird. I remember him as a little kid.
So it's like the whole like, oh my god, now you're getting married. I remember you when you were just a little thought in your father's eye, you know?
Well, no, he was around.
Yeah,
he was around.
You know what I mean?
He was a little pud whacker, man. I used to be like, all right, you know, stop annoying me or I'm going to slap you around.
Yeah, he was a little tadpole when you knew him.
He would always keep tapping me. So we went out. You know, I always wanted to be the good brother,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the good brother-in-law type of thing. Mm-hmm. And even though he was younger, you know, we went out to movies together. I actually took him out to see Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
So, you know, I am the best because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like having to sit through a 5-hour film. No, but, you know, what is it, 3 hours?
Each movie's about 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah. So we did that.
Not including the special editions. That's like 18 hours and like 45 minutes total or something like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, so what do you call it? But yeah, there's one thing that it always sticks out in my mind. Mm-hmm. And this is how I remember him, is this little pudwhacker. And he would sit there and he kept like flicking the back of my ear or something that I was driving.
Okay.
And I kept saying, I was like, David, if you keep doing that,
I'm gonna slap you.
I'm gonna stop the car and I'm gonna slap the taste out of your mouth. He's like, He goes, you got to catch me first. And because I'm older, you know, and I'm not like, I've never been a thin
yeah,
guy
yeah.
except when I was really young. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, listen, I'm going to catch you, and I'm going to catch you quick and
you ain't
very
gonna like
easily.
It.
Because you know me, I'm like a bull.
Yeah.
I'm real fast on the outcome, then I slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you call it? As
you're
long
fast
as I
out
get
the gate,
you,
then you sustain it.
Exactly. If I get you, I'm going to get you in the first couple of seconds.
And if he doesn't, like,
and if
good
I don't,
luck,
then you're lucky.
Yeah, but you're gonna.
But I'm going to find you.
You're going to tire him out too.
But what do you call it? So what I did was, I kept telling him, I was like, I'm going to get you. So I stopped. He kept going. Mm-hmm. And I stopped the car and I parked it. Homeboy ran. He bounced out of the car and took off.
That's
right?
funny.
I got out of the car and I went after him. I got him in about 5 seconds.
Yep.
And I took him and I twisted him into a pretzel and I carried him around the parking lot.
And he's let like, me go. Like, let me go.
Okay, I get it. And he was just in such shock and awe that mm-hmm. I was able to catch him. So
that's the best part,
anyway,
though. They at least
huge congratulations to them.
Huge congrats.
I'm very, very happy about that. And welcome to the family, Ashley.
Awesome.
What do you call it? Then Saturday, because it was so weird. The whole week was my days were off.
Yeah,
because I'm not used to the weddings being on Friday. I thought the wedding was like Saturday, and then the block party was on Sunday. But no,
okay.
It was the thing was on Friday, and then the block party I was having was on Saturday.
So you had Sunday.
So Sunday I was kind of like off.
Yeah.
But I was all my days were confused.
I understand that.
So, you know, the block party was cool. It was fun. What do you call it? It was nice having everybody. You couldn't come. You had prior
yes,
engagements.
I did.
But, what do you call it? Very upset. You missed all the meat.
I know. I heard there was so good food.
Oh,
such
yeah,
good
it was,
food.
It was delicious.
So you're using some Kikkoman spread in there?
Oh, yeah. I used my teriyaki Kikkoman.
I saw that post, and I'm like, no.
Well, you know what it is I practice what I preach.
I know.
You know, if I'm when I use when I say I'm into Kikkoman,
you actually are.
I
like,
actually
there's
am.
No BS about it.
Exactly.
And that's the same with me. I prefer to support things that I actually do use and that I care about. Mm-hmm. Simple enough.
And the fact is if they're running with us on the show, if they're doing anything,
oh yeah,
it's because we've said that we endorse this.
Yeah,
brand.
Exactly.
So what do you call it? That being said, it was a great party. You know what do you call it? It's just nice to be able to relax for a little bit and hang out with friends, even though I was cooking the whole time.
Of course.
But,
it don't matter. You know me. I'm the chef,
we missed you.
Yeah, it's
we missed
okay.
you.
There's always another year. I know that. Yeah. I'm never not going to be there.
Yeah. You're never not going to be
exactly.
there?
Exactly.
You mean you're going to be there maybe at one point.
At some point, maybe, possibly.
Point,
who
maybe
knows?
Possibly.
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. God damn it.
I know. I would like to be there, though, personally.
Well, Kim and Tom were there.
I know.
And Mike was
Mike
there.
Mike came, I know that. Came. Yes.
What do you call it? But that was it. I think Mo was away.
That's still pretty cool. Yeah, she's in Florida or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she's enjoying her time, whatever.
I think she's over at Westgate.
Really?
I love
Westgate.
Oh,
that's a callback right there.
Yeah. I got to contact them. I want to go visit them.
There's some pretty nice peeps there, from what I remember.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
the place
yeah.
was freaking amazing.
Yeah. Hopefully, if we get a appearance down there in Florida soon. Maybe we can hit them up. Who knows? Knock wood.
That's a possibility.
Knock wood, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love that place, though. Well, I mean, they also put me up in, like, the super deluxe suite.
Still, though.
It was pretty bad.
Still swanky. Still worth it. Still worth it.
Yeah, but anyway, so that was that.
That's fine.
What do you call it? I don't want to get started on this next topic until later.
That's fine.
We're gonna do this in the next segment, because you're going to enjoy this. I don't know if
you know about it. Will it make me feel dirty?
It's about somebody getting clean, but then people getting really dirty. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I think I know.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? And we'll be right back with Within Brimsky.
Boom, boom.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas. and I'm here with Brim.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Rim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626
to save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof!
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hi, this is Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island, and you're listening to my boy Brim.
Oh, yes!
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I was planning on playing that on the way in.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brimmy. Ooh, happy birthday to you. Yes! Woo! All right. I
know you had to get out of the way.
Could have done that at the beginning, but it was better.
You know what,
here.
Though? It was like, let's get the conversation started, though, and then we'll tune into it. Because, you know, it's still your birthday show.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not over yet.
It doesn't have a whole to be segment done, after like, this any one. Specific way.
Exactly. It's just, boom, birthday.
Yeah.
Right? Birthday.
All right. So, look.
Go for it.
Let's get this birthday episode off with a bang, all right? Or maybe bathward.
Or that, splash.
That, maybe a splash.
Continue.
All right. So I'm assuming that you've heard of Belle Delphine.
Yes, I have. And I didn't know about her in particular until this whole entire fiasco. So let's just state that.
Okay. Well, she, for those that are not familiar with her, all right, she's known as the gamer girl who was selling her bathwater online.
That's right.
You make me vomit.
What? So, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
All right. I respect the hustle, because let's admit here, gamers are thirsty bitches. Flat value, gamers are thirsty. I'm engaged, so my thirst is quenched. But a lot of them are not. You get it? So there are people out there who I respect the hustle for that like to exploit that. Belle Delphine is one of those. She streams on Twitch. She streamed on YouTube. She streamed on Facebook, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she would always wear provocative clothing, speak provocatively to those who donated and encourage people to donate them to them. And then when she realized, hey, I can make a profit over just sitting in a bathtub for 15 minutes and just selling the water there, she did. And I respect the hustle. I'm not going to lie. But God, was that, is that, that's dirty money, man. That's dirty money.
She was all in that bathtub going.
Gold in them nar hills.
Oh, yeah. She's just rolling the gold over them hills, whatever she's got.
Well, all right. So right after she started selling these like little jars of bathwater online.
Yep.
And they sold out in less than a day.
Yep.
Okay.
So she made about 10 grand.
It was a ridiculous amount of money.
In that day.
Okay. A ridiculous amount of money. And the fact of the matter is just a few days later, then people started accusing her, saying that they got herpes from her water. And I'm like, first and foremost, why would you be buying it? But second of all, then what did you do? You drank it?
That's got to be what they did.
You sniff it? You splash it on your face?
She literally even put on the canister, for memento purposes only, do not drink.
What do you think is going to happen? First of all, you didn't get herpes from freaking splashing the water or drinking the water.
No.
I don't even think that's a possibility. I mean, it could be, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Actually. I don't know. But if you did, you sure as hell deserved it.
Loser. And it just goes back to my first statement. Gamers are thirsty bitches.
It's true.
Very true. We really were.
It's okay. So now this is a direct quote from her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a direct quote from her regarding the whole herpes thing. Yes, I used to get blisters when there's a change in the weather. I've gotten them occasionally since I was a child. I haven't had one in a year or two, and no, you cannot get it. 90% of all people will have one in their lifetime. It's not an STD, LOL. Oh, my God.
Good job trying to cover yourself.
Like, seriously. Come on, man. Like, really? What? Like, come on.
I mean, all right. So if that was the case, I would have honestly not even done actual bath water. I would have just literally filled up my bathtub. And it would have been considered bath water. I didn't have to stand in it or
anything.
That's
true.
Right?
But if you're going to take a bath,
don't forget to bring a towel.
Very true. Very true. And probably a lot of them were on that so-called devil's lettuce as they were buying those.
Oh, gosh.
Exactly. I'm gonna buy your bath water.
Seriously, I mean.
I got to be close to Belle Delphine. That's literally what they're going to be.
All right, so
it's so damn stupid.
Other people are claiming that they've been vaping her water.
Yep.
And all this other stuff.
Yep.
Now apparently there was something going on where people were trying to sell her pee, like, which wasn't necessarily
it
really
was a
her
joke
pee.
About it. Yeah, they were putting fake jokes about it. Yeah, like gamer girl poo and all that stuff. Like,
there's
all
like
that
a whole bunch
stuff.
Of stuff.
Yeah. So, earwax and spit and nose hairs and blah.
But apparently she's duped her fans before. So, you know, it's kind of funny to be honest that they're like coming at her like that. I mean, but.
Oh, no. You've been conned by a girl who gets literally money from being provocative towards you and tells you spend money with me, big boy.
Well, what she.
Come
did,
on.
What she did was, all right, she said, you know, I. The way she's messed with people before now, and it's probably why people are willing to believe absurd rumors about her. What do you call it? And in June, I think it was, she posted a picture of herself to Instagram in fishnet stockings and said "fuck me," all right, in pasties.
Mm-hmm.
Told followers that if the photo got 1 million likes, she'd make a Pornhub account, and then said
she
the time has officially come.
Yep.
Okay.
She did.
The picture got over a million likes,
mm-hmm.
and Delphine kept her word, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What she did was she uploaded 12 videos, which included Belle Delphine gets scissored, mm-hmm. a video of her cutting up paper with scissors.
Yep.
And Belle Delphine plays with her, meow, a video of her petting two stuffed cats.
Yep. Yep. She. All right. I can't tell if she's a genius or just the best con artist of our generation thus far for millennials. It is hilarious.
That's smart.
She is a great troll. She is the epitome of internet troll.
That is a pretty smart thing.
It's a clever troll. And she's getting money from the stupid people, so you deserve it.
Like, what do you think? I mean, come on, people. People, smarten up.
Listen.
Smarten up.
At least when you go to those webcam sites, you know where your money's going, okay?
Oh, Lord. Jeez. How is it that, I don't know, how are you going to pay somebody for your bathwater, brah?
Once again, gamers.
I guess there's
are
a
thirsty bitches.
There's a kink for everything, man.
Dude, there is a kink for shaming said kink. So, yeah.
You're scum between my toes.
That's an insult to scum.
Anyway, what do you call it? Let's get off that whole subject.
All right.
What do you got? I want to say that the Hampton Classic passes, we have about 20 of them courtesy of Man and Tail.
This is an amazing follow up. This is what? This is an amazing follow up.
You love it?
Like, this is a great transition. Just straight from bathwater to, hey, by the way. But yes, the Hampton Classic.
So, we're going to be doing a giveaway courtesy of our friends over at Man and Tail.
Yes, yes.
We have 20 passes to give away to listeners of mm-hmm. Within Brim Skin, Grindhouse Radio, to attend the Hampton Classic Horse Show. Now, this includes a one-day pass and a parking mm-hmm. pass with a retail value of about $100 each.
Ooh, okay? I like that.
Now, what do you call it? These are obviously for people who are going to be willing to travel there themselves.
Of course.
There are no flights involved.
Nope,
there's
no
travel expenses.
But if you happen to win the tickets,
yes,
the parking passes are yours. If you are in the tri-state area, obviously it's the easiest way for you to get.
Yes.
I recommend that if you are in the tri-state area or at least can make it to Long Island, which is in New York on the eastern seaboard of the United States, in North America on the western hemisphere, and the planet Earth, and the beautiful Milky Way galaxy, which we call this universe.
Well, plate.
You're very welcome. Then make your accommodations accordingly, should you win.
You're a lion, bro. You're just a Mac Daddy of this freaking
hey, man.
Stuff.
Sometimes I try.
Yeah.
I just know when to rely. You know? I just know when people need somebody to lean on. You know?
Yeah.
Just
lean
call
on me.
Oh, my brother, when you need a hand.
So for those who don't know what the Hampton Classic is, it is one of the largest outdoor horse shows in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's a premier destination for horse people, but pretty much equestrians. And a much-anticipated stop in the summer tour for competitors.
Yes.
Now, it's well into its fourth successful decade. The Hampton Classic Horse Show is in a class all of its own because pretty much in the minds of spectators and horse people, they are top-notch, all right? You cannot go to a better equestrian show.
It is the ultimate of equestrian entertainment.
It's true.
Yes.
Top equestrians from around the world compete for more than $800,000 in prize money. Give me that money. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Bro, it's my birthday.
Please. You missed the button. It's okay. I hit it for you.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. You actually like tapped it, but you didn't press down to where it made contact.
Oh, did
it's
I hit
okay.
Pee-wee instead?
No, I hit it for you.
Okay, thank
it's okay.
You.
We're good.
Thank you. Anyway, they've got national champion hunter competitors, Olympic medalists, scores of children and adult amateurs that make up the field riding. Approximately 1,500 horses that are entered in this thing, and it's crazy.
So I guess before we go to segment though,
mm-hmm.
where can they enter to win? Because we haven't told them that yet. We have 20 tickets to give away, but they don't know how to do it.
Well, you're gonna have to listen to the Grindhouse Radio to find
Boom,
out.
Boom, baby.
7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all that jazz.
That's right.
You can also check out our official social media at The Grindhouse Radio on Instagram, at The Grindhouse Radio on Facebook,
and at The Real GH Radio on Twitter.
So check it out, and
easy
we'll be
peasy.
Right back with the Within Brim Skin.
You almost did it again.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $299.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, it's Bob Camp from Ren and Stimpy, and I'm here with Brim. Thanks for listening in, and remember, happy, happy, joy, joy, damn it.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we're back, too, with Brim Skin.
Heyo.
So, you know what's really funny? Because every time, if I'm thinking GHR, I wind up saying GHR. Or when I'm on GHR, I'm thinking with Brim Skin.
To be fair, though, you did say the Grindhouse Twitter stuff and the social media before we went to break. Yeah. So it's completely excusable in my eyes.
And it's my birthday, so she'll F that.
Yeah, exactly. It's your birthday. You can mess up if you want to.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're welcome.
All right,
you can even poop yourself. That's
right. I'm the poop. That's what I'm saying.
You are the poop.
Especially today. And that being said, I want to let everybody know that I am going to be, it was just announced, I'm going to be in the animated series, The Weaklings, by Jabril Mack. If you guys are not familiar with it, it is a really, really cool series.
Discuss it. Tell me.
It is an animated comedy series, and it's starring the days of the week.
Nice.
Which is really, really cool.
Are you Sunday?
No, I'm actually going
Manic
to,
Monday?
I'm going to tell you who I am. Manic Monday would be hilarious.
Damn. Pizza Day Friday? All right, fine.
No.
I'm just going to guess until
we
get
it. This works. It works.
Okay, go for it.
It's set in a surreal world in which anything can happen, and the series chronicles the everyday adventures of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
But Sunday is nowhere to be found?
No. Sunday was the first one I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. You went in the order of the days of the week of which our calendar goes. I apologize.
And each character actually has the personality of how each day feels. Mm. I will be playing Game Day.
Game Day.
Game Day.
What is Game Day?
Game Day. So you know how they have like Groundhog Day. And,
You're like a holiday.
I'm a holiday.
Nice.
And Cinco de Mayo and all that stuff.
So I'm playing Game Day.
And what's really, really funny about it is that the character description reminds me of my boy Justin.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm kind of thinking
you're going to channel Justin.
I think I'm going to channel something between Justin and Randy Macho Man Savage.
Ooh.
And I've got an idea
Don't give away all
I'm
your
secrets. I'm not going to give it away.
Don't give it away. But I know where you're going to go with it. It seems like, but. Don't put all your eggs there yet. Don't lay out your eggs.
It should be pretty fun, but it's looking like a September episode, so we'll let you know when that's coming out. So
good luck,
sure
have fun, my
up.
Friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to send out a huge thank you for my awesome birthday gift from Kalika's Eyewear. Thanks for my new shades. I appreciate
it. I saw those earlier today. Those were nice.
Those are slamming, bro.
Yeah,
they're so freaking amazing.
Pretty nice,
I
baby.
I see my eyes inside the shine on the inside.
Oh,
of the
really?
Glass.
Like before you put them on or when you put them
when
on?
When I put them on.
Oh.
I saw my pupils.
That may be too shiny.
I was like, what?
That may be distracting
hell?
If you actually need to use them to like drive or walk around.
Well, I have my other pair, which I love.
Okay.
So what do you call it? But yeah, no, that's
nothing wrong
cool
with these. They are beautiful glasses.
They
I'm
are
just
amazing.
Saying, like for your sake, I'm like, don't get distracted by
they
your own
do
pupils.
All the, they do all the art, you know what I mean, by hand. Mm-hmm. They burn everything into it. It's insane.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got lost into my own eyes, my beautiful new sunglasses.
I get lost in Brim's eyes. Anyway, so...
All right.
So there's... Let's do this topic. All right. So
okay, go for it.
Because the other one we could go on forever, I'm sure.
Yeah,
all right. So I actually love this topic, and it is absolutely hysterical. All right, Zambo.
Now, okay, try me.
This also makes me ashamed of being a Long Islander at the same time.
Oh.
I know. You're already holding your head.
I don't even know who it is, and I feel like I know who it is. But there's like 50 people that I could say I know who it is.
All right. So a Nassau County man. It wasn't Florida for once.
Oh, Nassau man.
All right. He was driving around Hicksville, which is not far from
literally
our studios.
Our essential backyard.
Pretending to be a police officer.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, he was driving around, and he decided to pull over a van last Friday.
And what was that van?
And he was driving around in a black Nissan Sentra, and he was blasting his air horn and flashing his emergency lights to pull this van over. And when he approached said van, it turns out that it was full of real detectives.
And he is slammed.
He was like, how do you do that? You pulled over, stupid ass. He pulls over a whole goddamn van full of detectives. How the hell are you going to do such a stupid thing?
Dude.
All right. So to make matters worse, this is even better. To make matters worse, he made a run for it. And he began a high-speed chase.
Oh.
A high-speed chase, which, well played.
Yes, you're welcome.
That ended without incident after Highway Patrol was notified and they made a traffic stop to catch him.
Yo.
I love it.
Listen,
how stupid do you have to be? Now, I went to school with this kid, not the same one. This isn't the same person, but another kid who was going around doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
He bought a whole police costume, the whole nine yards, and he was going around, and he got caught like 3 or 4 times. I don't know if they locked him up afterwards, but this kid used to get picked on all the time. So I'm like, I kind of saw it. I was like, all right, I can see why.
I'm terrified.
You know?
I'm still scared.
But
yeah.
So anyway, going out to
I got
to
a story off
dude.
Air to tell you, too. You'd like this one. You'd like this one.
Well, this dude, so apparently he was released. Okay, uh-huh. So he was released after arraignment, but then was rearrested after they found out he had an open warrant in New Jersey. So they arrested him at his home where they found 2 NYPD shields. Holla at your boy, throw the book at him.
Don't throw more than the book at him. Throw the whole damn library. Jesus.
Like, how do you do that? Like, what do you think? Oh, I'm going to go give people
tickets.
I'm going
to pretend to be a cop, and maybe one day I'll be one, just like you, Dad.
Yay.
Come
did you do that?
On.
You should have done that.
I thought about it, and then I realized I'm not cut out for it. I cut my losses, and I was fair enough to admit, Dad, I don't know if I can do it. He's like, that's okay, son. Just don't disappoint me on something else. I'm like, okay, you got it.
And then you did GHR.
Yes, exactly. And now we're here.
So that story you don't want to tell on air.
No, this is something a little bit that I got to say off air. Security reasons.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll find out what happens to this guy soon. But,
hopefully. We'll get that public knowledge soon.
All right. So,
go for it.
A new fan theory states that Harry Potter and Mary Poppins share the same universe.
Okay, I've seen stuff on this.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's plausible.
Yeah?
Do I believe it 100%? No, but a lot of things can line up to where magic and the Mary Poppins Disney universe kind of seem like they would work.
Well, yeah, I mean,
her being a very
things.
Strong witch, you know, and her being maybe denied to work at Hogwarts because of the way that she uses it for kind of positive mischief, you know what I mean? Like chaotic good. Because you know that scale, like true neutral, chaotic neutral, evil neutral, good neutral, like that type of scale.
Okay.
There's different ways of good, neutral, and evil, and then there's chaotic, then there's evil, then there's good, then there's just neutral. Like, she seems to be more on the chaotic good side, like with that type of power. Because, you know, she hasn't obviously hurt anybody, but she tends to freak people out a little bit,
well,
you know,
enough,
make them dance
enough.
On top of chimneys too.
I think that there are a lot of things that seem that they're similar.
Yeah, that's why I say plausible.
I think more so it's because J.K. Rowling was a thief and stole a whole bunch of crap from Mary Poppins. I think
she
that's
must
what
have
it
been hanging
be.
Out in the writer's
dumpsters.
No. She has lost her mind, J.K.
Has
Rowling.
She
has, basically.
That's
like,
weird.
She's just literally done a couple things on Twitter to where she goes, oh, by the way, Dobby is gay and is into penis torture. Like, what?
Seriously?
Basically, yeah.
Yes!
Like, she is insane. J.K., like, you released some amazing books for your time. Don't mess it up.
Wow.
Stop messing it up.
I don't know.
Stop it.
Pretty soon they're
going to
it's going to come out and they're going to say Mickey Mouse is gay.
Yeah. I mean,
what would happen if they did that?
Oof. I think a lot of people would be upset, but then a lot of people would be like, "Eh, whatever. I still like the churros outside of Cinderella's castle."
Nice.
There you go.
All right, so last one. What do you call it? Cuz we only have a little bit of time left. Well, actually, two more things. One, I wanted to send a shout out. The Fios One is shutting down.
Yes.
So they're not getting renewed, and I don't know what that says about local media.
Oof. That just says that it's Verizon probably sees it as no longer sustainable. I mean, their TV network really wasn't the most popular.
No.
Like their TV service. It was kind of beaten out by Optimum because ever since it's bought out by, what, Altice, I think is the name
yeah,
of the company in our area,
yeah.
Which is a French media company. You know, they've kind of grown considerably in their ability to create a stable foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And Verizon, I definitely think, was unable to benefit from that changeover
right.
because they thought, oh, Altice is probably going to screw them up. Blah, 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 blah. But nope, they did not. But I do know a lot of people over at Fios One, so, you know, salute to you guys. I do wish you all the best, and I hope that it gives you guys enough time that between now and the shutdown where y'all can find a better position than you already had and keep continuing with what you do best. So,
well, I had one more thing to talk about, but I think we'll talk about that next week.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take
too much
time.
No, that's fine. All right. It's good. I'd rather you say what you had to say.
Oh, thank you.
A matter of fact, it's going to be about homeschooling. I want to know
Ooh.
Thoughts. But we're going to talk about that next week.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Anyway, everybody else out there, thanks so much for tuning into Within Brimskin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social media.
Hell yeah.
And old Zambo and Brim will be hanging again with you next week.
Woo!